Welcome to Zichru Daf Simani. My name is Avram Goldar, and today we're Masechet Shabbos, Daf Chabbeis. This is going to be a short session, so I want to get this to you before Shabbos. So the three points we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Kahana said, Rav Nassim bar Menumi expanded the name of Tanhu. A Chanukah that is in place 20 amos or higher from the ground is invalid, it's Pesula, just as in the cases of Sukkah and Mavui. Rashi explains, since the menorah will be outside one's field of vision, there won't be Pesumanisa, there won't be publicizing the miracle, which is the whole goal of the mitzvah. Number two, again, we have Rav Kahana said, Rav Nassim bar Menumi expanded the name of Tanchum. What is the meaning of the pasuk in the parsha of Mechiras Yosef in the sale of Yosef? Vabo reik ein bo mayim, and the pit was empty, no water was in it. Don't I know that no water was in it since I already stated that it was empty? Rather, it's coming to teach us that there was no water in it, but snakes and scorpions were in it. And point number three, a question was asked in a braisa. What was the purpose of lighting the menorah in the base of Migdash, since Hashem, who was the source of the light during the 40 years in the wilderness, meaning the pillar of fire, surely doesn't need it? So the Braisa answers that the lighting of the menorah was a testimony, it was an edus for all mankind that the Shekhinah dwells amongst Klal Yisrael. And Rav explains how the lighting of the menorah was a testimony that the Shekhinah dwells amongst Klal Yisrael. He said the testimony was from the Ner Meravi, the western lamp. This was because the Kohen put the same amount of oil in the Ner Meravi, in the western lamp, that he put in all the other lamps in the menorah. Yet the other lamps went out in the morning while the western lamp miraculously continued to burn into the next evening. All right, so let's review. Point number one, Rav Kahana said, Rav Nassim bar Menumi expanded the name of Tanchum. A Chanukah light that's placed 20 amos or higher from the ground is invalid, just as in the cases of a Sukkah and a Mavui. And Rashi explains, since the menorah will be outside one's field of vision, there won't be Parsum and Nisa, meaning publicizing the miracle, which is the whole goal of the mitzvah. Point number two, Rav Kahana said, Rav Nassim bar Menumi expanded the name of Tanchum. What's the meaning of the pasuk in the parsha of Mechiras Yosef? Vabor reik ein bo mayim, and the pit was empty, no water was in it. Don't I know that no water was in it since it already stated that it was empty? Rather, it's coming to teach us that there was no water in it, but there were snakes and scorpions in it. And point number three, a question was asked in a braisa. What was the purpose of lighting the menorah in the base of Migdash, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the source of the light during the 40 years in the wilderness, meaning the pillar of fire, surely doesn't need it. And the braisa answers that the lighting of the menorah was a testimony for all mankind. It was an edus that the Shekhinah dwells amongst Klal Yisrael. Rav explains how the lighting of the menorah was a testimony that the Shekhinah dwells amongst Klal Yisrael. He said the testimony was from the Ner Meravi, the western lamp. This is because the Kohen put the same amount of oil in the western lamp that he put in all the other lamps in the menorah, yet the other lamps went out in the morning while the western lamp miraculously continued to burn into the next evening. All right, so let's go to the Siman. So the Siman Chav Beis is a cab, a taxi cab, so here it goes. The cab driver, distracted looking up at all the menorahs 20 amos high, plunged into an empty pit of snakes and scorpions, only to be saved using the light from his western lamp that never went out. All right, now in slow motion. The cab driver reminding us we're in Daf Chav Beis. The cab driver, distracted looking up at all the menorahs 20 amos high, which reminds us that Rav Kahana said, Rav Nassim bar Menumi expanded the name of Tanchum, a Chanukah light that is placed 20 amos or higher from the ground is invalid, just as in the cases of Sukkah and a Mavui. And Rashi explains, since the menorah will be outside one's field of vision, there won't be Parsum and Nisa publicizing the miracle, which is the whole goal of the mitzvah. So the cab driver, distracted, looking up at all the menorahs 20 amos high, plunged into an empty pit of snakes and scorpions, which reminds of the second statement Rav Kahana said, Rav Nassim bar Menumi expanded the name of Tanchum. What's the meaning of the pasuk in the parsha of Mechiras Yosef? Vabor reik ein bo mayim, and the pit was empty, no water was in it. Don't I know that no water was in it since I already stated that it was empty? Rather, it's coming to teach us that there was no water in it, but snakes and scorpions were in it. So the cab driver, distracted looking up at all the menorahs 20 amos high, plunged into an empty pit of snakes and scorpions, only to be saved using the light from the western lamp that never went out. Which reminds us, the question was asked in a braisa, what was the purpose of lighting the menorah in the base of Migdash, since the Kodesh Baruch Hu was the source of the light during the 40 years in the wilderness, meaning the pillar of fire, surely doesn't need it. The braisa answers that the lighting of the menorah was a testimony, was an edus for all mankind that the Shekhinah dwells amongst Klal Yisrael. And Rav explains how the lighting of the menorah was a testimony that the Shekhinah dwells amongst Klal Yisrael. The testimony was from the Ner Meravi, the western lamp. This was because the Kohen put the same amount of oil in the western lamp that he put in all the other lamps in the menorah, yet the other lamps went out in the morning, while the western lamp, the Ner Meravi, miraculously continued to burn into the next evening. So once again, the cab driver, distracted looking up at all the menorahs 20 amos high, plunged into an empty pit of snakes and scorpions, only to be saved using the light from the western lamp that never went out. All right, so that's our abbreviated session of Masechet Shabbos Daf Chav Beis. That's Rabbi Avram Goldar wishing you a great day, great learning, and a great Shabbos.